The soldier behind the medal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I met a soldier recently, a soldier who had received the Medal of Honor. And I wasn't sure what to expect because this is not like winning a Nobel Prize or an Olympic medal. Yes, of course, you have to be very good at what you do to win those, but to be worthy of the Medal of Honor, you have to be not just very good at what you do, but also be willing to die doing it. Sergeant Leroy Petrie and his company of Army Rangers were trying to take an enemy-controlled compound in Afghanistan when the hidden guns opened up. A bullet hit him in the leg, a nearby grenade knocked him all to the ground, and then he saw another one, an old pineapple grenade, bounce into their midst, and he grabbed it and he flung it as hard as he could, and just as he let go, his hand and part of his arm vanished in the explosion. But he told me he didn't feel anything except the need to protect his buddies, and so he tied a tourniquet around what was left of his arm, called for help, and got them out of there. It was intimidating to meet someone less than half my age who had that kind of courage. But Sergeant Petrie wears a big smile and is happy to shake your hand with his new mechanical one and to demonstrate that, unlike his old hand, this one has a wrist that can turn 360 degrees. Today, he's still in the Army, counseling families who get the same news that his parents did the day he was injured. And he has a request that when you meet somebody in uniform, that you still say thank you, maybe a thumbs up, just to let them know you know there's still a war on, because it means more than you might think. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave Ross, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.